Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The irresistible temptation. What is it? Your servant will meditate on your decree, Psalm 119:23. I was reading one of my devotionals from Every Man Ministries, and they talked directly about there being no such thing as an irresistible temptation. He asked a question. Okay, John, let me ask you just one question. Before that moment was so powerful and tempting, how long did you have those thoughts about that other woman and the possibility of doing what you did? Was it often one, give or take a few weeks? And in a barely audible voice, he whispered, 6 months. Bingo. As I speak to men, I tell them point blank, there is no such thing as an irresistible temptation. The reality is that most people, man or woman, who fail, do so because they construct scenarios in their minds long before actually acting on one of them. The temptation itself is not intrinsically irresistible. It got me thinking about my thoughts, my failures, my fantasies, and where they led me. Truly, most of them never came to fruition. I didn't act on them. So, no harm, no foul. Is that true? Matthew 5:28 says, "But I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." Bingo again. We tinker with a lot of things here and there, especially in our thoughts. We imagine, we conceptualize, we think what if, or only if, or I want. Many of them are not bad or sinful. They're just fleeting dreams or imaginings that pass through like a breeze on a hot day. But some are dangerous, like flirting with a cobra or a scorpion, like it was no different than any other thought, except this one is dark, and we know it. But at times we start to entertain it. Entertain what exactly? Temptation. Like any seed, if you water it, if one thinks about it, it begins to grow. And before you know it, that passing thought has planted a seed, and our occasional thoughts water it until it becomes a visible growth. Something we begin to see as almost irresistible. The Bible provides us with many principles and teachings that can help us to overcome temptation. In fact, it tells us that God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear in 1 Corinthians 10:13. The first step in overcoming temptation is to recognize and acknowledge it, to be honest with ourselves and admit that we're tempted. Once we recognize that, we can begin to take steps to resist it. The Bible tells us that we are to flee from temptation. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee to me means run as fast as you can because you're in grave danger. It's like Jack Nicholson said in the movie A Few Good Men as he sat on the stand. Grave danger? Is there any other kind? This means that we must take active steps to avoid situations or circumstances that may lead to temptation. For example, if a man is tempted by a certain type of woman, he should avoid going to places where he may come in contact with her. The Bible also tells us to put on the full armor of God in Ephesians 6:10, like the spiritual armor of prayer. Instead of sitting around thinking about this temptation, whatever it may be, we should make Satan pay. We should call our flesh under submission. To what? God's word, a Bible study, or fellowship with other believers. By doing this, we're equipping ourselves with the tools necessary to fight off temptation when it arises. No temptation. And I'm not just talking about lust. What is that for you? Take a moment. What thought seemed to get you more than others that would displease God? Finally, the reality is that most people who fail do so because they construct scenarios in their mind long before actually acting on one of them. The temptation itself is not intrinsically irresistible, but over time it weakens our walls of resistance. It attacks our faith as its very root within us. And if that root is not very strong, the weed overpowers the good and kills it. God plants warnings throughout his word against sinful thoughts. Many are found in Proverbs, such as this one: be careful what you think, because your thoughts can ruin your life. Proverbs 4:23. Again, we see how critical this wisdom in his word is. When was the last time you imagined how powerful God created our minds to be? 100 billion neurons strong, and able to make 200 calculations per second. The mind is designed to think your thoughts and do marvelous things. It is a force, God tells us, that will determine our personal destinies. It is the greatest computer the world has ever thought of or imagined. It blows the thought of artificial intelligence out the window. Here's the bottom line. We dwell on stuff. There is no irresistible temptations. We water them and let them marinate in the darkness of ourselves. Those hidden closets, we even try to hide from ourselves. Only marinating in God's word, immersing oneself in his holy word. Why? So you can take on the very character of God until he has reshaped you and molded you by his very hand into the vessel of his choosing, thinking, acting, serving, and loving as only a child of the Most High can. There are no irresistible temptations. Lay your little ones down today at the foot of the cross. We are 19 days until Easter. What have you considered fasting with these days before then, so you can take on the mind of Christ and start seeing some of the things that blindside you and keep you from a deeper intimacy with Jesus? I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.